live from the Third Coast. It is our time to focus on where genealogy and spirit connect. A time to focus on our connection with ourselves and our past. Here's your host, Susan E. King.
Again, it's what a wonderful evening it was last night. I don't know how many of you had a chance to watch that lunar eclipse that really, in many areas, just was one of the most phenomenal things to see. And, you know, it really brings to the forefront that our cosmos is in transition. I don't know if everybody is feeling the same thing that I am, but I just feel like everything is moving, and it's moving fast, and time is going fast, and everything's swirling around like there's no tomorrow. So it's been pretty interesting, you know, and it all started a few weeks ago with the Mercury going retrograde. And I know that I've been Mercury retrograded to death over the last few weeks. And today we have the winter solstice. So it's a beautiful time, actually, or it can be a beautiful time. But, you know, we are all in transition, and that's what this is all about. And couldn't think of a better guest to bring back, Angela Horn, a transition specialist. Hey, Angela.
Hey, Susan.
How are you? I know we were up last night together watching this really miracle of miracles on Earth.
Oh, it was absolutely amazing. I absolutely just enjoyed. I was wide awake. I had a hard time getting to sleep, and there was no way I was missing this.
Yeah, I went through the same thing. I mean, I had toothpicks in my eyes going through trying to get there. But once I was there, I just had the same issue. I was just up all over the place and jumping around and trying to take pictures, which didn't come out so good. But it was really just a phenomenal event. And the stars, there were stars out that I don't think I've ever seen.
No, me neither. It was just, you know, and it's almost like the stars started to gravitate even closer to the moon, just watching it. And just as time ticked, just watching that whole eclipse, as it just passes over, it becomes like this bright, it was like this orangey, dark red color. And by halfway through, I said, okay, I went to bed. I said, okay, the rest is going to be done during sleep time.
Well, right as it started turning red, the cloud cover came, and we had beautiful, clear skies up until then, and then it was just the cloud cover just came in, and I said, okay, maybe I'm supposed to go to bed now.
Yeah. There's a sign.
There was, yeah, how about that for a little synchronicity?
Well, apparently there hasn't been a full moon eclipse during a winter solstice since like 1638.
That's huge. Correct. That's yeah. What I understand. So it's not something we'll ever see again in this lifetime, is it?
No, because the next one is due 2094, and I know I won't be around for that.
Nor I. Nor I. In any event, we're going to be taking your calls today. Angela's willingly going to be doing readings. So if you feel a little bit disconnected or looking for some guidance, we're here today for you. The number is 888-815-9756. You know, Angela, we was talking to somebody during the earlier part of the week about you know, getting rid of some of the things that we carry around with us. And, you know, it keeps coming up time and time and time again that some of the things that we are carrying around with us are really not ours. And they may come from our ancestors, but if we haven't studied our genealogy, we don't know about it.
True.
So we were talking about how important genealogy is, you know, to both the spiritual makeup of us as human beings. And, you know, it's such a growing industry and you know, because of the internet. I mean, that's how it grew up, more or less. But, you know, we do carry things around with us that we may not know where we got them from. So in any event, I know that I've learned some lessons over the last couple of months that I thought I would share with you, Angela.
Great.
A couple of things that I'm trying to unload is my my need to have an outcome on situations, because I find that when I get involved and I make, you know, start to make things happen, and then I start predict, you know, having this outcome that I think is what's going to happen and it doesn't happen, that it leads to disappointment. So it's okay, I think, to have the dream, but, you know, give up the outcome and just let the outcome be what the outcome is going to be. And that's one of the big things that I'm working on giving up. The other one is obviously letting go of the things that I don't own. And, you know, I have a mother who was adopted, and I inherited just abandonment issues from the get-go. Mm-hmm. And so I'm trying to give that up.
Good.
And there's one more, and the word is escaping me, so I'm going to not discuss it at the moment, but it'll come.
It'll come. The just based on the things that you touched on, the one note that I was writing down to myself is I've noticed a lot of people, and this has a lot to do with what you just said, fighting for their limitations, you know, hitting that glass ceiling.
Yes.
Trying to make their own predictions and setting them forward. And, of course, the final outcome when they don't show up the way you like it is all about disappointment. And, again, that's setting yourself up. And, you know, it's best to make decisions and expect the unexpected.
Exactly. And, you know, there are things that have, you know, in my life over the last 3 or 4 months that, you know, things started happening and things came to me that I was hoping would come, but as it turned out, the outcome for those particular things didn't turn out the way that I thought. So the other thing that one has to remember is to be patient.
Yes.
About how things are presented, and that you can't jump on the outcome of the first one that's presented to you, if that makes any sense at all. So, for example, if I, you know, had made up my, you know, made up my mind that I wanted to pursue a particular line of work or within my work, and the next day or two or three, synchronistically, something came right within that particular field,
right,
that I jumped on that outcome. And what's happened is that hasn't happened. That doesn't mean it's not going to happen. It just means that maybe that particular partnership or arrangement was not going to be the right one for me.
At this time.
At this time, correct.
Right. It could be 3 months down the road because, you know, both of you still have some work to do, whatever it may be. Perhaps you're not ready to deal with each other right now, and the final outcome of what can be really grand and wonderful will be mediocre if you did it now. Does that make sense to you?
It makes great sense. And I think that this is probably the biggest lesson that I've really had to learn to deal with in the last year or so. So, in any event, if anybody out there has some lessons that they've been working on and want to share with us, this is really a time for sharing. It's a time for really getting balance in our lives. It's really for us to really understand where we came from and who we came from. And we were taking your calls. We're going to be doing some readings. So give us a holler, 888-815-9756. So, Angela, what about you?
Well, you know, it's funny. I was just talking to a client this morning, and one of the things that came up, and I'm sure there's a lot of callers right now with, you know, there's so much letting go, literally, for things that just don't work in people's lives anymore. And that goes back to the words, fighting for your limitations. You know, how much more energy do you want to give forth to actually continue on that realm when there is something better? You just need to open your eyes and look a little differently. One of the things, the client this morning, it was kind of funny because she's mentioned that she was extremely scattered, had all these wonderful ideas and all these great concepts of where she wanted to go and what she wanted to do, but couldn't figure out how to get there exactly and the time frames to get it in there. So, and based on what you just said, one of the things that I like to help clients with is you can do the, you know, sit quietly and ask, you know, is it in the next 5 minutes I need to do this move? Is it in the next 5 days, 5 weeks, or 5 hours? 5 days, 5 weeks, you know, 5 years. So you can go 5-5-5, you can go 10-10-10, you can go 3-3-3, and kind of work on, and the universe will just answer you. Just be open. You know, I see it sometimes as a green light or a red light. Sometimes I see it as a check mark or, you know, an X in front of me where it says, don't go there. Or I'll just hear a loud, yes, go. You know, it's like this open gate that just says, okay, this is the time, go do it. And whether I connect with someone now, it doesn't mean that we're going to do anything immediately. It just means somehow it's like lining up all the ducks and just allowing for that parallel to happen for when the timing is right. You know, it's like when you say, I want patience now. You know what I mean?
Well, you know, I tried to work on that 30 years ago, and I don't think I that one has never really surface, but it's not as bad as it used to be, and I have to work on that on a daily basis, and that is, you know, to have patience. And I think a lot of the patience thing has to come with the outcome.
Yes, and, you know, we have to remember to keep breathing and keep going, and even though it may not make sense and you get what I call, you know, like a psychic hit to go do something, and if it means sometimes just putting all your work aside for the next couple hours and going out and having some fun, it's amazing. I mean, personally, when I do it and I come back, I have messages, people that want to book something, or I have other things that I've been waiting on, maybe 1 or 2 months behind me, that all of a sudden just show up out of nowhere. And it's like, you know, sometimes you just need to leave the premises in order for things to come in.
You know, that happens to me all the time. And even going back to some of my previous businesses, you know, that I started 30-odd years ago, I remember that as tough as things would get, the minute I walked away and I got, you know, same thing, you know, the work would start to come in, things would start to happen again. And, you know, it really is, you know, letting go and letting be.
Yeah. Stop directing and just allow.
I think that allow is a key word.
It's a huge word. There's no disappointments in allowing. You're open, and you're not setting yourself up for the disappointments, because that's really what it is.
It is. And, you know, the other thing, too, is, and I was talking to someone earlier during the course of the week, how important it is to understand and know some of the issues that we are carrying that we need to let go of, and we don't know where they came from, which makes it even harder to let go.
Well, yeah, it does make it harder because it's almost like something clinging to you. I had a woman last week. It was really awesome because we had we did a session on her, and while we were in there, you know, letting go of the spirit attachments, some are your ancestors, which ended up being one of her ancestors. And the other was we went through pillars of time where these attachments actually came to her, and she'd been walking around. And, I mean, her whole life has been what she would call a huge disappointment because she was actually running those cords of other people through her that didn't want to or weren't ready to move on, unfortunately. And some of them were family, and the other was just kind of like what I call the walking dead. And it It was just somebody looking for some help and didn't know how to move on. And, you know, I love the look on their face when they come out. And she was like, wow. I'm like, oh, yeah, you should see it from my side. The transmission is amazing. So, yeah, well, you just never know who's attached.
No, and you know, and you don't know some of the baggage that we carry, too, that really came from someone before us.
Exactly. There's a lot of, you know, from the moment we're born, we're told, don't, no, you could have, you would have, you can't do this, you can't do that. There's a lot of good appraisals in there in the meantime, or in the whatever you want to call it, the meanwhile. But if you notice, there's a lot of growing up when you reflect back, and it's like, no, you're not allowed to do this. Oh, you know, I can't do that. And oh, my goodness. And then you've got a streamline, and everybody has these expectations of what you're going to do. And again, they bring disappointments, because it's not just you being set up. It's also your family setting you up. And, you know, there's a lot of reasons why people go through so much depression. There's so much food eating. People aren't sleeping. They're not happy in their jobs. You know, finding that happiness or that balance of knowing where you came from and where you're going can bring so much more joy, happiness, and balance.
Exactly. And that, you know, is really funny, because I was just getting ready to talk about, you know, the fact that this whole eclipse really is all about balance.
Absolutely.
And all about integrity.
Absolutely.
And, you know, and it's about dreams, and it's about following our dreams.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all about relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all about truth.
Absolutely. Truth. And some of it is, well, a lot of it's going to have to do with our own truth, our inner truth, our partner's truth, our family truth, especially this time of year with Christmas and, you know, how you agree or don't disagree with the people that you're sitting right in front of with. And then it's world leaders' truth. So, you know, expands all the way out.
And, you know, getting to our own truth and beginning to understand what it is. You know, this story just kind of keeps popping up, and it was popping up before the show. So
let's
maybe I'm supposed to, and it's about truth. Awesome. And, you know, I mentioned that my mother was an adoptee. But it turns out that her mother grew up without a father from the age of 3 years old, and that she was told by her mother that her father had committed suicide. So I have these two females in my maternal line, you know, that have terrible abandonment problems, mm-hmm. and issues. And when I started researching the family and I started doing genealogy, I found my great-grandfather's tombstone. And it turns out in the cemetery records that he died not in Chicago, where we thought, but he died in Minneapolis.
Yeah. No,
so I was on a trip to Minneapolis, and I decided I'm going to go get his death certificate. And I went and got his death certificate, and he did not commit suicide. He died of natural causes.
Yeah, so,
yep. So here, my poor grandmother, since the time she was 3 years old, was told by her mother a non-truth. And it affected her whole life. And then she adopts and just passes it on even deeper and deeper and deeper.
Yeah.
This whole abandonment situation. And, you know, I mean, I just turned 60, Angela. I don't know how old you are, but I mean, it's something I've been dealing with all my life.
Well, I'll be 45 next month. And
baby.
Yeah, I know. and a lot of people that do know me personally know that as well, I was adopted. So not everybody knows that, but now quite a few people do.
There you go.
And, you know, there's times that whether, you know, growing up, I mean, I had a great family. Don't get me wrong. It was my mom and dad were awesome. My brother, my sister, you know, I had all the good things in life. But there was still that unknown. And there are those, it's a constant, you constantly feel like you're being judged.
Right.
And it's more like it builds an insecurity. So whatever insecurity you had as a kid, continues to build until you step out. And then there's kind of like this seed that will stay there. So your abandonment issue and my insecurity issue, I totally get that because they play off each other. And it has a lot to do with the fear and the lack of really the knowledge of where you came from. It seems like if you really know where you come from, you have more of a foundation or a platform. And then on the other hand, I fought tooth and nail to say, it doesn't matter. I am my own person and I will become whomever it is that I am to be. So it took me a long time to get the latter part of that and be who I am now.
We spend lifetimes learning this.
Yeah, we do.
We do. And it's interesting because I'm actually working on an adoption case as we speak. It's actually a grandfather that's trying to find his natural grandson. And we believe we have found him. We're awesome. Just trying to prove it. And we're really close. But you know, he's been working on this for 12 years, and he's getting ready to, he's turned 73, and it's been a mission in his life, apparently. This particular child was born out of wedlock and was given up for adoption before he and his wife had a chance to weigh in on the subject, so it's been something that's bothered him all his life. So, you know, these situations just, you know, eat at our craw, no matter what side of the fence you are on.
Well, you know, the other thing that it's always been a concern in the back of my head. We never know who it is we're actually bloodlines married to, where we came from. There's diseases genetics, the DNA that we're mixing. Because we never know whose bloodline we're actually mixing with.
But you can find out real easily these days, I want you to know.
Well, with professional...
There are some incredible DNA tests, and especially for people who are adopted like yourself.
Right.
You know, where both your maternal and paternal DNA can be tested, and you don't have to be a male anymore to be tested. Really? So, yes, I can put you in touch.
That would be interesting because there was somebody that I had thought about going out and searching, and it was only after both my parents passed. I thought, well, you know, there's that interest. You know, do I really want to pursue it? And someone had actually said to me, well, because you have certain information of who they were, what they look like, and so on and so forth. So I have kind of a breakdown. Somebody said to me, oh, none of that stuff's true. They just make it up for you. And I went, what?
They call it non-identifying. They call it non-identifying information, and I suspect that we just will never know.
Well, you must run into a lot of that unidentifying. I mean, your job must be, you know, digging for truth must be. At one point, it must be absolutely amazing, but at the other end, you know. It's so much of the unknown. You know, like I do a reading for someone, you're doing the same thing and digging into finding the truth. It's really quite interesting the way that they're parallel there.
It really is. And that is because the records do tell the truth. Mm-hmm. And DNA tells the truth. You know, and DNA is a perfect way of, I thought I turned my phones off, but I didn't. It's a perfect way of picking up when the paper trail ends. So, it is all about finding the truth.
Yeah. And there's a lot of uncovered truth and, you know, I guess going forward, some people just don't want to be known, and others can't wait till their child finds them. You know, it's that hard truth between, you know, do I really want to know or don't I want to know? I've been really great the way it's been going. Do I need to know anymore? You know, where to take all that information? And some people absolutely need that information.
And I think that you will know when you want it. There will be something inside that will be clawing at you. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if you're not there, you don't need. I have a brother who was adopted, and he has not had that clawing need.
Yeah, I haven't had that, me neither. No.
Yeah. And I think, you know, the most important is if there are, you know, things within your being that is bothersome and you don't understand where it came from.
True. True. Or if you're psychic and you can go into other realms. It's not really so much of what's on the surface, but what is actually inside. So maybe that's why I really haven't had that itch, you know?
Yeah. And some people do and some people don't.
And it's totally, either way, it's totally fine. And some people need to find that truth so that they know who they are on the surface before they can dig deeper. And that's
yes.
Totally fine, too.
In any event, Angela's here to do some readings. Come on, give us a call. 888-815-9756. You all can't all be out there still shopping. Please.
Yeah, speaking of shopping, I think I'm pretty much done. How about you?
I'm never done.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah. You know, I don't know. I have the whole shopping thing with the holidays, I don't know, bothers me a little bit.
Yeah.
So, you know, I just...
No, I was talking to a friend this morning, and I was saying the same thing, and she has this thing about she doesn't know what her tradition is. She just kind of does her thing, and her thing is something different every year. But she, you know, she has her grown children over. She does the meal thing, and whatever happens in between happens, you know. It's really weird this year because I'm struggling with, even though you want to give, it's this whole going out and buying the gifts and finding the perfect gift. And there's a part of me that just struggles with that because it's not feeling right anymore.
I've been feeling that for many years. I mean, I used to, you know, do big, you know, all the time. And, you know, I think that a lot of it comes down to get more giving of ourselves and giving of what you and I do, like what we're doing right now, rather than giving a gift.
Yeah.
And that gifts come in all kinds of packages. And, you know, I like to see, you know, the gifts that come from engagements of some sort, you know, where people are engaged with each other and have something that they can impart to someone else during the course of, you know, over periods of time rather than this whole gift-giving concept.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, what to spend, how much to spend, what's it going to look like, are they going to like it? In most cases, you've pretty much already got a list, and especially for the kids as they even get older. Okay, so what do you really need is usually the question I give because, you know, if it saves them having to go out and get something really cool or something special for the year, then I'm all for it. And, you know, it was funny. It was like this little – it was like, oh, wait, okay, so – I don't know why it came into my mind, but I'm thinking, okay, so we do birthdays, and now we're doing Christmas, and they kind of seem like the same, you know, the whole Christmas, the birth of you, you know, the whole new coming into season. Christmas means something for everybody differently, depending on, you know, what religion you are and whatnot. But I was thinking, gosh, we just keep giving gifts all year round.
And, you know, we really should be giving all the time.
Yes.
And I think that why we have to, you know, break it out to give only on certain days.
I know, special occasions, yeah.
You know, is pretty interesting. We've got a caller, Angela, and let's take Nancy from Houston, and I probably it's somebody I know. Nancy?
Yes, it's me.
It is someone you know?
Oh,
you know,
yes.
I had a chance to finally listen to the show. You said call in, and I did.
I'm going to tell you, Angela, here's an individual whose life has been changing radically, very quickly, made some interesting decisions over a period of time, and for a while just kind of sat back and let things happen. And tell us about it, Nancy.
Well, I have made some very life-changing decisions about where I was and what I was doing. I have left my home at one point in time and sold everything I owned to go sailing and did that and had this precious granddaughter that I need to be around closer to now. So I returned home and have just gotten a new job and a new place to live. And, you know, just if you're going to do a reading, I'd like to know whatever you can tell me.
What, Nancy, did you just leave your husband recently?
Is there
been
no.
a split up?
Okay. I left a partner. I left a male companion who was very close to me, and I loved dearly, and I did just leave him. But it was not my husband. I did that a while back.
But it was a partner person, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Because does he? Are you close to him? Because I feel like he's still a part of your life. That's something that you just can't let go there?
Having a hard time.
Yeah. Okay. This new job might actually—it feels like it's a good place for you. Is it? It feels like a contract. Are you there for like 6 months, or does this feel long term to you? Because I'm getting six months to about a year.
Oh, probably longer than that. I just signed a contract. It's a teaching position.
Okay. So then the contract would be renewed. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, so it is 6 months and then renewed again, correct?
Yes.
Okay, I find that there's going to be a new circle of friends from this new contract position. I feel like you're going to be going out a little bit and exploring life a little differently and meeting new people. I feel like you're going to be getting into new groups, and I feel like there's some therapy coming up for you where you're going to be expressing yourself from a long-term, feels like exasperation of your emotional aspect of you, which will relieve some mental wounds is what it feels like. Does that make sense to you?
It does, yes.
Okay, because I feel like there's some deep scarring there, and I would say, you know, some young childhood stuff, and then it seems very repetitive up to, you know, currently, and I feel like, you know, do you go through little bouts of depression on and off?
No.
I feel like, no.
I don't.
Because I'm picking up where there's down times where you just kind of seem like you're going through the motions all the time. The depression feels like it's just a walkthrough. It's like there's no major excitement. You're just doing.
Well, maybe possibly just doing, but not too often.
Okay. So there are little bits there. Your diet seems to be a little off. I'm not getting a lot of balance there. Are you taking extra vitamins? Preferably calcium or vitamin D?
I am.
Okay, so just keep that up and keep going with that. And more water, because I don't feel like you're getting a great intake there.
Okay.
Okay. Future, you are, in the back of your mind, you're asking if there's another man coming up in your life?
Possibly, yes.
Okay. It's not anyone that you know now.
But not anytime soon.
I'm staying quiet on this one.
Well,
I know, you need to.
I feel right now, Nancy, this is a really great opportunity for you to go out and start expressing you with a new job, new friends, and really getting to know who you are. Wow, what's all the feedback?
I think that's the that's her grandchild.
That was my granddaughter.
Yeah.
She was singing.
But I don't know if you heard her, Nancy. Somebody you don't know.
No, I didn't.
Yes.
Yeah, that's the part you didn't want to hear, or is that okay with you?
No, I'd like to hear more.
Okay, good. Yeah.
I guess I didn't hear the last thing you said.
Okay, so the last part was about you need to go out and start feeling good for you and being an individual so that you can attract the right person that you're going to be long-term with. I feel like you have some soul-searching to do within yourself and some new independence that you're going to be learning. Does that make sense to you?
Excellent. Okay.
And I think what you may have also have missed is that you are going to meet someone, and it's someone you do not know now.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Good.
I knew you'd like to hear that one.
Okay. Good.
Yes.
All right. That's well, Nancy, thanks for calling. I hope I'll see you over the holidays.
Is there anything else?
Thanks, Nancy. Good luck.
Thank you so much.
All right. Great talk. Angela, we've got Laura from Michigan online.
Hey, Laura. How's it going?
Okay. Happy holidays.
Same to you.
I don't know what you can see for me. I have not wanted a relationship, and then a month ago I decided to go totally out of my comfort zone, and I went on the internet and signed up for senior meet and conversed with a few men, and one I'm very attracted to, but I don't know if he's going to contact me or not. He said after his son was done with his court case, he would contact me. So I don't know if that's something good for me or not, and anything that you can see that I need to know.
Well, Laura, I would have to say this is not good for you. I'm getting a lot of constriction around my heart, so this is heartache for you. This is not the route that you're going to take to find the man of your life. If it's something that just came up on a whim and you went there, it's not. Let's just say it's a forced direction, and that's not how you're going to meet the love of your life. So I would maybe pull back from that a little bit.
Oh, I'm already off. I signed for 1 month, and it's been up since the 28th, and I didn't renew it or anything. But I did meet a few people. I met with two, and the one I talked to, and then we haven't ever met, and I don't know if we are going to meet or not, but I was attracted to him, but I have not met him.
Yeah.
You know, Laura, this kind of brings up some of the things we talked about at the very beginning. It's okay to make the effort, and you don't have to discontinue making the effort, but we can't latch on to the first thing that comes and expect that outcome. And I think this is so important in everything that we do.
Absolutely.
I mean, it is so important. So the idea and the concept of what you're doing is making the effort, I think, is excellent.
Yeah, and you're putting the idea out there so you know that you're open to it. So you're absolutely right, Susan.
So don't give up on it.
No, was just a whim. I mean, I thought it was time to try something different because I've been single for a very long time. My kids are all grown now, and I thought maybe I'm not even sure I do want somebody in my life. It does seem like if I could have somebody that had the same interests and we totally complemented each other, then I would definitely like somebody. But I am happy with my own company.
Which is fine. I do feel like you need to be open to that. So when you're ready, you will attract the right person, but I'm strongly getting it won't be through the internet. It'll be someone that you're introduced to or someone that you bump into at a gathering somewhere. You have a daughter?
Yes, two.
The oldest one. What's going on with her? I feel like there's a bit of concern for her. She going through some kind of difficult situation or heartache right now that you're trying to support her on?
Most definitely. She's a high efficient person, and she's a physician's assistant, and she got fired last week.
So she's feeling a little down in the dumps at the moment, is she?
Yeah, she was not happy with the job, and she was starting to wear it on her sleeve, and he fired her.
Okay, so you know what? This is her, you know, this is her golden opportunity. There's something better out there. She just needs to pick herself up. I would suggest maybe, if she can, to take a week or two and be with herself so that she can, you know, recoup and gather her thoughts. But there's a job right around the corner for her, and I feel like it'll be the first of the year.
Yeah, I'm sure, really, because she's yeah, I knew that in my heart, and she kind of knew it was for the better. She almost feels like she wasted 3 years with the doctor that she was with.
No, it's never a waste. It goes on her resume, her portfolio. She's learned, and she will do better because of this. So, no, she's off to a much better place and a much better start. So, you know, just be there when she needs you, you know, for moral support, and I feel like it'll help strengthen your relationship with her as well.
Okay, and, you know, there's no message for me out there.
No message for you?
Right.
Get off the internet from dating men.
All right, well, I'm already off of that.
Yeah, it's not your timing, and that's not where you're meant to meet. That's just going to be an energy drain for you. You're much bigger energy than that, and you need to be out just doing and enjoying life, and not that's just not your route. I'm just getting a big door there.
Yeah, totally not. That's why I only committed to 1 month on the internet, and I'm off, and I'm relieved to be off too.
Good. Chalk it up to a learning lesson, and know that you know how to operate that, and be grateful that it is what it is, and now you're done.
Find some groups that do things that you really enjoy doing.
Yes.
Yeah,
okay. Like, that sounds good.
Definitely. Good luck, Laura.
Thank you.
Happy holidays, Laura. It's so interesting, Angela. Somebody sent me one of these things over the last few days, and stupidly,
sign up on the internet?
Yeah, and stupidly, I signed up just for grins because I had never heard of it.
Well, it's curiosity, right?
It is a Babu or something. I don't know what it was. Something.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you, I lasted all of about 2 minutes. Started getting the strangest stuff in my mailbox. I said, oh, boy, this is not, ooh.
Well, you know, there's something to internet dating. You know, when you're on the computer, you're energetically also picking up on these people that are, especially if you're sensitive, and especially when people are stressed this time of the year, they're even overly sensitive. So you're sitting in front of the computer, and you're looking at all these people, and you're picking up on all their stuff. So I would strongly recommend, if, you know, people are on dating sites and they enjoy it, you know, all the power to you. But when you get off, you know, disconnect by what sometimes just, you know, waving your hand to cut off the energy between you and that person that you've just viewed, or, you know, using imitation scissors to cut the energy and go wash your hands. Like, energetically, it's a lot, really.
I'm going to tell you, I couldn't get off fast enough.
Yeah, no, seriously, because it's an energetic thing. People are out looking for other people, and you never know what their criteria or agenda is. So, you know, some dating services are absolutely awesome. Don't get me wrong. Others, you know, you just have to see what you need to know what you're looking for. That's all. Just be cautious.
You know, you bring up the energy. You know, we're all kind of out and about at parties with people we do know, people we don't know, mixed groups. And the energy feels and the energy levels that are there when you walk into some of these rooms are quite startling sometimes.
Well, they are, because it's a strange time. People are putting on those happy faces, and you know they're miserable or they're going through stresses. And, you know, there's that facade, and then there's the alcohol that mixes with it, and then there's everybody's story. So, you know, whenever I go out, whenever I come home, those clothes go right into the laundry. It's like, you know, I can't get them off quick enough.
Maybe that's Yeah, I do the same thing.
It's just, you know, it just kind of seems to linger on you. So getting in the shower just feels like a nice refresh and lots of water so that you're, you know, replenishing. I hardly ever have any alcohol when I'm out. I hardly drink ever, maybe once, twice a year at the most, a glass of wine. But especially then, with
there
all that
go.
Energy, it's like it's magnified.
It is, and you know I don't drink a whole lot anymore either, and you know it, I think when you're out and about and people are drinking and you're not, the energy feels are even more off for you.
Much more expanded, and you know when you can see, it's amazing. Yeah, it's amazing. It's a whole show all on its own.
And you know, and then we have our own families, and we have all the schisms and the things going on. Even though we try to get over some of these things for the holidays, but you know, they still exist in the back of our minds, and they're can be very stressful times.
They can be, and you know, I always say try to be as gracious as you can, but have boundaries and. And just be good to you at the same time that you're being good to other people. And keep those healthy boundaries.
I think boundaries. I like that. And you know, and there are ways to protect yourself. I mean, you know, and it can be anything you want it to be. I mean, I go out with I have sometimes a black onyx rock that I just kind of stick somewhere, you know, that I use, I guess, to just kind of help me feel like the negative energies are, you know, just getting into a clump and not affecting me. It's kind of my protection.
Yeah, exactly. Because you're visualizing that that's where it's going. You know, obsidian's good for that. Hematite will keep you grounded. And you can just, you know, you set an intention and say anything that is, you know, of lower density or anything that is not of my highest and best interest or my highest and best good will just kind of go over here. And when I get home, that can either go into a potted plant or you can just wash it with mild soap and water.
Exactly. And it doesn't have to be anything fancy.
Oh, gosh, no, absolutely not. Just a simple little stone or anything that represents if you feel that that's what you need. Otherwise, sometimes you can actually just cloak yourself. And it's quite interesting and just...
Now, what do you mean by cloak yourself?
Well, sometimes if I... It's kind of like the Harry Potter cloaking. Literally, if you... It's like dimming your light ever so lightly. And just... sometimes I'll just put like a white light around me or...
Okay, that's just, what it is. Sure.
It's kind of like, you know, cloaking something. Just, you know, a light veil over top of you.
Now I know exactly what you mean by cloaking. I didn't know what you meant by that, but
well,
I do that a lot.
Yes, and I was just going to have fun, and that's why I made reference to Harry Potter. I don't bring my wand, mind you, but I bring my cloak and, you know, just see beyond some things. It's an awesome time of year, people. It really, Susan, I don't know about you, but there's so much magic. There's so much creativity. You know, the sun is so... right here today. It was awesome waking up. It was like something broke, and you know, it's nothing but just forward motion right now.
And you know, and really, in truth, this is something that we all need to ride. I mean, we need to ride this forward motion. I mean, we need to get on the bandwagon, and we need to move forward.
We do, and you know, actually, I think I wrote something about it in my blog about a week ago. You know, when the universe is asking you or you get those ideas and thoughts, as we talked about earlier in the conversation, just take the step. The step may lead to someone else's step. And if you take that step, there are people waiting for you to take that step. So, you know, the universe works in motion all the time. But, you know, Susan, if you're holding back and say, I don't feel like doing anything for a month, well, what about all those people that have been waiting to get to you? And all you have to do is take that one little step that opens up, you know, hundreds of people's lives just by doing one little thing. So I think at this point, everyone needs to take that step, you know, where you were thinking, maybe I don't want to, you know, just do it. just do it anyways. And if it's not exactly where it needs to be for that moment, it will be. But the point is, you move the energy forward and everybody else gets to go forward as well.
I really like the way you put that. And it is. It is moving forward. And I'm going to go back to what we started talking about with no outcome in mind.
Exactly. Absolutely.
Just keep on moving. It's like, you know, being on one of those
Ferris wheels?
No, walking things in the airports, you know?
Oh,
you just get on it and it just carries you.
Oh, yeah, I love that.
You know, and you don't have to do a whole lot, and it carries you, and it carries you to a particular point, and then you get to the end, and then you got to make some decisions and, you know, take some extra steps, and then all of a sudden you get back on one of these things, and, you know, that in-between phase is, you know, where you can make decisions.
Yeah, it's like, you know, ride the wave, and when the wave hits the beach, you hit the sand, okay, it's ready for the next step, but the point is you got on the surfboard and you made it happen. Same as
exactly.
Being in the airport. You move so much quicker. When you're running to get your flight and you get on that moving escalator that just, it's like you're flying.
It is. It is. I mean, I just love it.
So do I. And it's like you're moving 10 times quicker than everybody else. And it's like you're walking and you're still moving on that escalator. And it's like you're flying until you get off at the other end and then you got to catch yourself. So.
Well, that, yeah. I mean, that's exactly what I was trying to use as an analogy.
Yeah,
what we're doing here, and you know what we've been talking about all hour is you know, to make that forward motion and ride that motion, and if you get to the end and it doesn't work out, that's okay, because you'll get on it again.
And sometimes it's just about you will get on it, and you know sometimes it's just about you moving forward so other people can. I watch lots of people. If I take one step, I watch a lot of people around me kind of move up. I may step aside or take one step back, but the point was it's about moving the energy forward. I'll tell you this really cute little story really quick, and it was
okay.
Like it just rang in my ears. I was going to the bank last week, and I'm standing. There's like these double doors, so I go to open the first set, and there's this mother and her, I don't know, 17-year-old son or whatever on the other side, and I'm kind of looking and waiting because she's got her hand on the door, and I'm like, she's going to push it open, and I don't really want to get whacked in the head, so I'm waiting, and she's looking at me, and she coaxes me to come forward. So I go to open the door and she goes, "Oh, thank you for opening the door for me." And she walks through it. And I went, "Okay." So then her son is right in my face and says, "Oh, thank you so much for holding that door and opening it for my mom. That was awesome." And what hit me was, you're here to help people open doors. Or you're opening doors for other people. And it was like, it just rang through my ears. And I had to smile and I went, "Merry Christmas. Have a great day." And they were like, "Thank you so much." And it was like, just the energy was explosive. But what I heard at that time and that incident that took place was, you know what? It was a huge learning, understanding and going, yeah, I'm on the right path. This is what I'm doing. Keep doing it. You're opening doors for people and they're loving it. So that's my story.
Well, I had a similar, I don't know, it's not quite that similar, but I had my kind of little synchronicity event on Sunday, and I was sitting at my brand new computer in my brand new location where I have put it, which I really love, which is overlooking my backyard and right next to my back door. And I was on the phone, and I looked over, and I scream, and there is a dead mouse.
Oh.
And obviously one of my dogs brought it in, and I started, you know, doing some research, and I found out that mice mean scrutiny, and dead mice mean cut scrutinizing myself. So that was my big synchronistic event for me for this week. And you know what? Our hour is gone.
Oh,
and can you believe? I don't know where it goes. I just don't know where
it goes.
I don't
know either. Thank you so much. This was
well,
awesome.
I know. And we're going to do this again in a couple weeks, perhaps.
Excellent.
Look forward. All right.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Yes, I do want to wish everybody happy holidays. We'll be back right before the new year, and we will talk to you then. Who knows? Angela may be back. I just realized I haven't done anything for.
Oh, this is awesome.
The two of us are having a great time. I hope you guys are enjoying it as much as we are.
I hope so too.
There you go. But in any event, we do want to wish everybody a very Merry Christmas, Happy Holiday Season. Move on. Move with it. Get in motion here. I think it's going to be a very exciting 2011 if you allow it to be. And we're here. We want to help you get there. So let's get in the groove. Let's move on into 2011. We have one more week to go before we get there. And we will see you then. This is Susan King next week.
You have been listening to Where Genealogy and Spirit Connect with Susan E. King. Each week we will focus on the spiritual journey of connecting ourselves with our ancestors. Join us every Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific right here on BBS Radio. For upcoming show information, you can visit Susan's website at www.susaneking.com. Thank you.